I'd like to welcome a wonderful writer who featured here fairly recently. Her name is Suzanne Owens. Please give her a big welcome.
Thanks, Ellen. It's been a wonderful night. Great features. I'm going to read a poem about change. Mary always said some time ago that I write about change, and I must, because I found a lot of it in my writing. And but change is yin and yang. You go from yin to yang and yang to yin. And since my son is going, as everybody here knows, to Holland for 4 years this Friday, I happened to find this old poem I wrote ages ago, and it's sort of about how I moved out of the family house into an apartment in Gardner after the children left. And I thought, it's another change. It's another going from yin to yang and yang to yin. It's called Spaces. Because the house grows from the side of a hill, surrounded by woods and away off the road, you might think it's a very private place, or a lonely one, appearing almost abandoned. You might think she is the strongest presence as she lingers in a northern recess, or hardly a shadow of her own myth. An in-between season, like the one just after the first snow. But she is merely an animal, diminished by the trees. When her head tilts, you might think she admires the turquoise lichen, its surface like antique, or that she listens to the leaves fall. Perhaps she fears the assault of reminiscence that throbs through the walls, quivers at her feet as she mounts the stair. On hearing her sigh when she opens the door, you might think her body relaxes, releases a burden, or was it a groan from another insight? To see the rooms stripped, all that remains a tattered chair where the old dog slept, before her disappearance and death in the swamp. Perhaps she gasps in alarm at the maniacal scream of the fisher cat filling the woods, shaking the door and vacant air. Or at the scent of some life that remains, the aftertaste of ashes from a wood fire and the tang of decease. There, from the landing, the children leaned over the railing to prolong their good days with good nights. It's mysterious and unbearable, the absence that accumulates, disturbing the walls and the spaces filled once with growing bodies, and the ring of prophecy from young voices that astounded all the rooms. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. One more hand for Suzanne Owens.